Disaster relief efforts are ramping up in response to the fires in Lewisville and Superior. Boulder County has opened a disaster assistance center at 1755 South Public Road in Lafayette. Governor Jared Polis says it's a one-stop center for accessing resources.
This is where folks who suffered a complete loss or had some losses, you can go, and all the resources that you need are in one place. So the major insurers of the homes are there: Allstate, American Family, State Farm, Auto Owners, Shelter, USAA. They're all there. I talked to families who were doing their claims as we speak. They also have gift cards for food. They have lodging vouchers right there for families. They have FEMA and SBA, two other forms of federal assistance, and then a number of nonprofit agencies that have come together. So if you've lost your home, you're going to want to stop by the Disaster Assistance Center between 9 a.m. and 7 p.m. any day this week, 1755 South Public Road.
More of the areas that were under evacuation orders have been opened to allow residents to return. Additional dumpsters have been sent to the area to handle extra large loads, like water-damaged household goods or food that has spoiled in refrigerators that spent days without power. Boulder County Sheriff Joe Pelley says search efforts continue for the two missing people and that the investigation into the cause of the fire is ongoing.
It's being supported by experts from the Forest Service who are experienced and highly talented in investigating major fires in other states. And I don't have any updates on that investigation right now other than to say it is in full force and full swing.
Access to many parts of the affected areas remains restricted under what authorities are calling soft and hard closures. Lewisville Police Chief David Hayes says that as of today, residents and others with business in the area should register for access passes.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. at the Ascent Church, which is located at 550 McCaslin Boulevard. City residents can come in and either tell us that they are the victim of a fire or if they've got still have a driver's license or a utility bill. But in any way, we're going to make sure that they leave with a pass that will enable them to get past the roadblocks or the kind officers that are there. The hard closures are still closed for safety reasons, but we thought we would speed this up with a resident-only pass, as it were. Speaking of passes, I think the school district, I believe, is going to be releasing something. I think they're also going to have a pass program for parents that are taking kids to and from school. As you know, in Boulder Valley Schools, we have open enrollment, so we have parents kind of coming from all over. So we identified routes this morning for the Lewisville schools, and I believe the county schools as well, of what would be open for parents. And then I think in the event they do have to go through a soft closed area, that the school district will issue them passes, either because their parents bringing kids to and from, or in the case of high school students, so they can get to and from Monarch High School.
Neither the fires nor record-high cases of COVID-19 are delaying the start of in-person classes at Boulder Valley School District schools this spring semester. Boulder County Disaster Recovery Manager Gary Sanfacone says sticking to routines helps to create a sense of normalcy.
Do the things in your family that take care of yourself. Get back into those normal routines. Get your kids back in schools, sporting activities. Continue to do your hobbies, exercise. Self-care is critical in this effort. The other parts I really want to emphasize is one, contact your insurance company. That should be the next step. Start that process, because that is a lengthy process. As the governor said, there are insurance companies at the Disaster Assistance Center. You can also do it online. Go to FEMA, either online or at the Disaster Assistance Center, and register. That's also a lengthy process for finding out what kind of financial aid is available. Third, go to the Disaster Assistance Center. I want to be clear, it's going to be open for a couple weeks, so there's no huge sense of urgency to get over there today or tomorrow or this week. Remember, take care of yourself, get your kids back in school. The center will be open from 9 to 7, 7 days a week. And go register, because there's a lot of other, there's at least right now over 20 different organizations there that provide additional services to what FEMA and the state can provide.
In addition to the physical office of the Disaster Assistance Center, the county has also launched a recovery resource webpage at boco.org/marshallfire. For KGNU, I'm Shannon Young.